Cradled in the embrace of the Garden Parish is the St. Anne's Bay Regional Hospital. The Type B facility, which sits on 13 acres of land, employs 75 doctors and over 200 other members of staff. The 300-bed institution falls under the Northeast Regional Health Authority and provides healthcare services to approximately 360,000 persons annually. It is also the referral institution for the three general hospitals and 70 health centers located in Portland, St. Mary, and St. Anne. The institution has been upgraded at a cost of $300 million through a combination of public-private partnerships. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says between December 2015 and April 2016, the pediatric nursery was expanded and equipped at a cost of $23 million. The project included the procurement of medical equipment such as incubators, infant warmers, bassinets, suction machines, and piped medical gas to each bed. A new female medical ward valued at $136.7 million was also constructed, as well as improvements to the patient waiting area. The projects were financed by the National Health Fund and represents a substantial investment to the secondary healthcare delivery system.
And the fact is that this is a parish that has many citizens, but also many visitors. And we have to demonstrate our ability to take care and to deal with our clientele, the citizens of the parish and our visitors.
Dr. Tufton says the outpatient bathrooms at the facility were also renovated at a cost of $1 million. The improvements also included the procurement of equipment for the high dependency unit to increase functionality, as well as a fluoroscopic X-ray machine, which is awaiting delivery. The Northeast Regional Health Authority has also invested $2 million to purchase 100 ergonomic patient waiting chairs as part of improving the aesthetics and comfort of the outpatient area. Chairman of the authority, Tyrone Robinson, says the ongoing improvements are being made in an effort to meet the growing demand of the public. He says work will also be carried out on the laboratory at the hospital in the short to medium term.
We have a space problem when it comes to our laboratory. The lab is very small, so we're looking at expanding the lab. So we want to put on maybe another 5,000 square foot of building for the lab. And also the emergency section, which we find is very cramped sometimes when we have a lot of emergency. We're hoping to put in more emergency beds. And also want to expand the outpatient, because sometimes it gets very overcrowded.
Mr. Robinson says the ultimate aim is to move from a Type B to a Type A facility.
There are other plans afoot to just upgrade generally the physical plant, the infrastructure, which you will get my support on. And as soon as we can, once we get to that point, I will be happy to be a part of the process to reorganize the personnel and the personal requirements so that you can achieve the Type A status that you want to achieve. And frankly speaking, that is required.
Other plans for future development include two new operating theatres and adding a capacity of 1 million gallons of water.
Government pensioners, there are now several ways to connect with the Accountant General's Department as we modernize our operations to serve you better. Call the AGD at 922-8320-7, 922-7906, or toll free at 1-888-991-3005. Send an email to info@treasury.gov.jm. Find us on Facebook or live chat with an agent at treasury.gov.jm. And we've now added WhatsApp messaging. WhatsApp us at 818-6583. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Yo, when you hear what going with Mikey the other day?
Yeah, man, yo, that youth that is bound for crashing you. Him drive too hard upon the road, star.
Yo, you think I told them you want the youth about the fast driving, and him still a kill off himself. Hey, enough of them drive like a demo end up on the road, you know. Yo, I'm a profit late for me I go down for door reach, you know. Arrive alive, myself.
Kill your speed before it kills you. A message from the Road Safety Unit in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing. Remember, road safety begins with you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.